morning, all. Today's December the 5th, and I'm excited to share something with you this morning that I felt in my spirit and was praying to God about today and just reflecting. And so basically, if I told you that I have something that would make you really close to God, if I told you that I had something that would cause you to become putty in His hand, it would cause you to feel so close and so protected and so loved and cared for. If I told you that I had something that would get you totally focused on Him and would take away any distance you may feel or any disconnect you may feel. As Christians, I think you would say, yes, I want that. What is this? What do you have that could draw me close to God? I think we always are praying, God, help me get closer to You. And so I believe this morning that the Lord was showing me that this ingredient is called battles. The battles we face is what draws us close to God. We don't often push through things and work really hard to get to something we don't really feel we need to get through everyday life. You know, when we have a great need, we seek and we work hard and we become determined to fill that need so that we can, you know, move on and be back at peace. So battles is that ingredient. If you think back over the years, all the battles you've had, and you just wrote a little diary of your battles, there would be each time those battles have come in your life, you've inched your way toward God. Because in the middle of battles is a great desperation feeling. It is the most vulnerable place you can be. You're so consumed by the battle being way bigger than yourself. And you know at that moment, if God doesn't get you through it, you just aren't going to get through it. And I like that scripture, and it really goes along with this, because He says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways. And so that literally means it's pretty much the opposite of what we think as humans. When we go to prayer and we say, God, draw me close to You, well, we just assume He's going to come closer to me. We assume that it'll be Him that'll come toward me versus me come toward Him. And that's how the mind thinks. But He says His thoughts are different than ours. And so that's where this revelation this morning about our battles is what draws us closer to Him. And we always, when we're in the pressure cooker and we're in that fire of these battles, I remember years ago, I used to get angry with God when I was in a battle. I used to feel so, because I'd already come from a bad place, everything coming my way in the realm of battles was just another sign that God didn't care as much for me as He did certain people, or God doesn't love me, or it almost pleasures God to see me go through another battle, because I had spent my entire life, it felt like a battle. So every time a battle would come, I grew more resentful toward God. And so that's not the goal of a battle. But as I began to get healing in my life and God began to transform my thinking and I began to get delivered, then battles began to make a lot more sense to me. And I grew, and obviously as you grow and you grow in wisdom, that you, your battles become fewer because you use more wisdom on things. You're growing, so you know the snares of the enemy. And some battles that come our way, obviously, are nothing we've done. They just are coming our way. Once I realized, it took me a while. Once I established the love that God had for me, and I think I'm still growing in that at times, but once I realized that God was not going to, that wasn't against me because I wasn't perfect. I always felt like in the doctrine I grew up and just the teaching, the way I grew up in the family, the way my mind worked, just the way I was growing up and developing, I assumed God was against me unless I was doing something to please Him. And so when battles would come, it was just another way of God, you know, showing His wrath on me. I just didn't have the understanding of His love. But I was just thinking this morning, you know, about those battles. They are meant to draw you closer to Him. Because every time you have that battle, you cry before Him. You have such a brokenness and you're so vulnerable for Him. When we're not facing battles, we tend to be happy-go-lucky and just living our life. Battles draw us close to Him. And we just think that growing close to God should be a lot easier. But God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And so therefore He is thinking in a way, you know, that doesn't necessarily make sense to our carnal minds. But once you begin to open your eyes to the spiritual realm, I recently went through the battle, and I think I shared it. Well, actually, I shared it, but the podcast somehow got deleted. But it was on offense. And I had been struggling for many years, but recently, because I have been under so much pressure, and I've been in that pressure cooker and in the fire, I have been finding myself vulnerable to the power of offense in my life. And so I had been praying and seeking God on it, and something ended up happening. I ended up having this situation at work with someone who they had offended me, so I in turn had offended them. And so it ended up being this situation. And I remember, yes, the pressure of the situation, having to go and sit down. And again, it's not that bad of a situation, but it's enough to where you don't want to have to deal with it. You don't want to have to sit down and have a little powwow meeting with managers because you've offended somebody or they've offended you. But I remember going through that, and I remember thinking, this is all spiritual. Yes, in the flesh it doesn't feel good, but I need this moment. I need this moment to deliver me from the power that offense has over me. And because I remember at the time when I was praying, I said, God, please, Lord, help me to not be offended. I kept saying, God, please help me not be offended. And the Holy Spirit stopped me and He said, don't pray it that way. He said, pray that the power of offense be broken off of you. He said, because you are in a broken world and offenses will come. You will be offended. People will say things to offend you. But you can have power over the offense, and instead of the offense having power over you. And I had spent all of my life where that would take control of me. And it was kind of like this, the offense is kind of like, a box. You would say something would happen and I would become offended by another person. Well, it would be like a box that I would store in my head. And this offense would take residency in my mind. And basically, every time you talk to me thereafter, 9 times out of 10, I would put whatever you're saying to me right back into that box with the offense. So, you know, where the Bible says to forgive your brethren 7 times 7 or whatever, but I would build resentment toward the person. So basically, I wouldn't say anything, and I thought that was where I was good. I wouldn't come back with anything, even though they offended me. Keeping quiet and not responding to them or saying anything hurtful was the first part of my, I felt like the first part of my deliverance, because before I would say something, I felt like. So I was doing good as long as I didn't say anything. But what was happening with my offense in this particular situation was it was a box that I kept filling up. And my box got so full that I eventually dumped it on her. And had I had power over offenses, I wouldn't have allowed this box to be there, first of all. And then I wouldn't allow everything to be reflected, everything she said or did at that point become something that I assumed meant a negative thing. So these offenses had power over me that God, I needed delivered from. It wasn't enough that I didn't just say anything. I needed to learn to let go of the offense and I need to let go of the offense. The Lord had, at the moment when I was praying and seeking God on this subject, I had a vision, and it's due to a minister preaching. This is what helped me with the vision I had. But at the moment when I was in prayer, God showed me my windows of my house and my doors. And as the minister had said, she needed to lock all her windows and all her doors so that no thieves could come in. And that the Holy Spirit had said to her, you need to do that with your mind. And so as I was going through this, I had that vision of the enemy trying to get through my window and the Lord saying, right there, that's where you need to stop him. You need to stop it. You need to push down those windows. You need to lock those windows and don't even allow the enemy to get in. Because once he gets in, he's already got power. So once he got into my house through my window, he already had power. I had to stop him before he got in. And how do I have to stop him? I've got to lock my windows. How do I lock my windows? I got to be in prayer. I got to be constantly praying about the very thing that I normally have allowed the enemy in on. The offenses, the being offended, the responding. You know, my struggle with, not so much now, because I've spent years working on this, but years ago, it was a matter of, if I was at, you know, Walmart or the bank, and somebody got what I thought was an attitude with me or didn't give me friendly service, I was quick to respond. And what comes along with offenses, right? His brother, as soon as offense gets gets in that window, he pulls with his other arm, he pulls in the other spirit that comes in, and that's called entitlement. So as soon as you're offended, now you feel entitled to respond in a way with an attitude, or, you know, to stand up for yourself. But that's all a trick, okay? So, but when I was going through this situation with my coworker, I remember thinking, okay, yeah, to them, to the management and all this, this is like, you know, a big deal. And granted, it was a big deal. It's not something I wanted to go through, but I saw it so spiritual. I knew I needed this. I knew how important and valuable what I was going through was for my growth and spiritually, that I couldn't help but to be thankful. And I knew without a shadow of a doubt that God was with me, and he was going to help me convey myself and help me with the situation, that he was right there with me. I didn't feel it. When you're going through those battles and the intensity's there, you don't feel God so much because the feelings of anxiety, fear, stress, the unexpected, those feelings take precedence in your life. So at that moment, God can't coexist with those feelings. So it's real hard to be feeling the anxiety and feeling the fear and also be feeling the presence of God. Those two don't live in the same house. They are opposites of each other. And so God doesn't dwell in the atmosphere with or in the environment of those feelings a lot of times. So it's real hard when the power of fear and anxiety is taken over to be able to also feel the protection of God. You know it. Like for me, I can't say that. I mean, I just knew it. Even though it wasn't like a huge feeling I felt, I knew it biblically. I knew the Word of God said it. I knew that in my mind, He's done it in the past. I've recalled Him being there for me. I know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I knew that greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. And I knew when I sat there at that table, the scripture came to me. It probably came to me at the moment I was sitting there with these people, that He said, I will prepare a table in the place with your enemies. And I may have twisted that a little bit wording, but He said, I will prepare a table with your enemies at the, you know, and so here I was at the table sitting around with basically people that were my enemies. They were being used by the enemy to come against me. Now, at the same time, what the enemy means against you, God uses for you. So because I knew that even though the enemy was able to use this individual to stir up all of this that got stirred up, okay, and I was very justified in my thinking and in my view, I was very justified on how I saw the situation. These people weren't able to see the spiritual side of things. They weren't able to see that, you know, this one ingredient where it's, if someone doesn't have the Lord in their heart, they can have intentions that they don't necessarily, like, in other words, it can be in their heart and not necessarily in their mind. So they could be doing things to you. This person's not a Christian and she tends to kind of be resentful toward Christians. And she makes fun a little bit. There's been some things that's happened that I've seen that, so her spirit towards Christians, first of all, is just not right. And here I am, you know, a Christian. So it already sets, because the Bible says you don't fight against flesh and blood, but you fight against the principalities of the air. And what happens to an unsaved person, they can be used by the enemy and not even realize mentally that they're being used by the enemy. And that is what was happening with her. I believe that in a lot of cases, no, she wasn't mentally doing it, like she wasn't setting out to do it in her mind, but because of her intentions of her heart, it was happening in a way that was not kind toward me. I hope that makes sense. And I think if you go through it, people are relating to that, because it's a very common thing in the workplace when you're a Christian and you're around unsaved people, certain unsaved people. Not all unsaved people have responded to me that way, trust me. I wouldn't survive if that's the only, I probably would just become a cult and just never go outside my house or something weird. I don't know. I didn't mean to sound so dramatic there. Anyways, the situation was I clearly saw this person's heart toward me, and over time the offense built, and I eventually, you know, confronted her on one of the things that she had just done that day. I didn't go back into the past and talk about other things, but I did about that specific thing that day. And when I did, they felt like I didn't say it in a way that was playful and lighthearted. It was more direct and stern. So it offended her. But situation, I remember thinking that undoubtedly the enemy thought he was destroying me. But undoubtedly, I clearly knew that God was delivering me. So for me, the enemy was so under my feet on this situation, you know, and did I learn from the situation? Absolutely. Not just the spiritual realm. I mean, I certainly took responsibility on, you know, yes, I should have said it a different way. And they agreed that it was okay that I said it. And as a matter of fact, I probably should have said something. Well, I mean, she did say that. She said, you should have said something. It's just the way you said it. So it definitely checked me out. But before that happened, that very same day, I was in prayer that morning, praying hard, crying out, going into war, battle. Okay, I'm talking about not just saying, God, you know, please deliver me here and this and I need that. And you see, I've got this problem. I was crying out. And I was saying, Lord, I remember thinking like Jacob, when he wrestled with the angel or the man, and he said, I will not let you go until you bless me. And that's what I was doing that morning. I said, God, I'm not coming out of here in my prayer closet. I'm not coming out of here until you deliver me of this offense, of offenses. And then by that time I had learned it was the power of offense. Lord, I'm not coming out of here until this is broken off of me. I'm not going to spend another year dealing with this. I'm not going to have another situation occur. And I mean, I was praying something fierce. And that very morning, I went into the office, which I don't normally do. But that morning I had a lot to do. So I went into that office, and sure enough, I wasn't there probably 10 minutes. And I got offended by something that had happened. And I sat there for 30 minutes praying. I just kept going back and forth praying, God, please don't let me say anything. God, please don't let me say anything. God, help me to, you know, keep myself, keep my tongue, keep my attitude, help me to be, you know, because I was very offended. And it was so ironic that I had spent that. That's why I know that it was all meant to be, because I just prayed earnestly, crying out in desperation for deliverance. And literally that very minute, that day, I ended up in a situation offended. And for 30 minutes, a good 30 solid minutes, I kept my peace and kept my, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to get what I got to get done, and I'm leaving out of here. But lo and behold, she walked by me, and all at once in my head, these words said, don't let this brew. Because I was trying to recover. I was actually trying to recover and get back to a good place with her. I was trying to show love, trying to say hi, you know, being real friendly with her and making sure, you know, just checking in how she's doing and all the friendly things you do. And I thought I was in a good place. So here, you know, this happens and I'm praying, Lord, you know, and sure enough, she walks by and she says, you know, and I go, and the thought came to my mind, don't let this brew. Because in other words, that's just going to be something that's going to fester. And here I'm going to have to keep dealing with in my mind. And I'm going to, all the recovering I've been trying to do, it's going to get lost. And all of a sudden, out of my mouth, I get her attention and I say, hey, did you do, and I explain, you know, and so I said it, you know, and then she walks away and she comes back. She says, did I do something to offend you? And I said, yes. I said, why did you move my body? You know, and I give her all the story of the situation, and she's, and by that time, when I said yes, you know, I kind of said it rough, and I didn't say it in a way that was, I guess, it just, I showed how I felt about it. I didn't get, you know, a huge attitude. I stayed direct on it, but I just certainly let her know, why would you do that? That's obviously intentional. And she gave me a reason why it wasn't intentional. I believe that the enemy used her fully. But nonetheless, the whole situation was necessary for my growth. She and I are recovering now. I just talked to her this morning. We had a good conversation. She actually, I see her also putting effort into, I mean, I don't know. I just see her doing well with me, you know, and I appreciate that because, you know, she's not a Christian. And I am, and it's my duty. I feel like, at least, it's my duty to forgive and come back in love and to build relationships and to tear down any kind of problems. And, you know, I think it's just my job. And it's, and as an unsaved person, you know, I don't think they have that same conscience a lot of times. I don't think, you know, if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit with me, who knows if I would have that. So I don't know. But I appreciate the effort she's putting into it. And I've definitely been putting my effort into it. And we've not done it in a way that's been, you know, out of our way and obvious. We're doing it very natural. And it's been beautiful to see God, because it's important to me and to God that I do heal in this area and overcome, and she's at peace, and I'm at peace with each other, and my light shines to her. But anyways, so basically, you know, again, it goes back to my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways. For me to get delivered of offense, this final offense situation had to show up, and it had to happen the way it is. That is not the way my mind would have thought I would have gotten delivered of offense. I thought that I would just stop feeling overtaken by the offenses, that I would have some more self-control, that I would be, you know, that sort of thing. But it's ironic how God works. It is definitely the opposite of what we're working and what we're seeing. And I don't think, until we start to look into the spiritual side, I don't think we're going to be able to understand our battles fully and clearly, until we start seeing them in a spiritual way. And, you know, I remember back in the day, battles seemed to destroy me. Now battles develop me. And so as you grow in the Lord and start to understand battles, you know how necessary they are. You know how, if you're asking to grow closer to God, well, you're probably going to find yourself in battles where you're going to have to lean more on Him, where you're going to have to draw closer to Him. I think one day when we all get to heaven, we're going to realize he never had to work to get close to us, because he was always there. He was always very, very close. And it's us that has to do all the drawing to him, because he's already there. We just don't feel it and see it because, you know, we're not able to get through our flesh. We're not able to get through our carnal thinking at times. We're not, you know, we're working our way into understanding and tearing down the walls that our mind has separating us from God. So, but this morning, I know that was a lot to share. I kind of threw two podcasts together there, sharing with you the offenses, which is great, because I was really hurt when that podcast got deleted. I felt like it was probably one of my more well put together thinking and thoughts. And so, yeah, I just took the wrong exit. But I was kind of upset that it was. So today, you know, I've kind of worked that podcast in with the podcast that I felt, you know, with what I felt like on my heart this morning, you know, about how battles is what brings us closer to God. And so they kind of do play hand in hand. So this morning, I just want to say that I appreciate you if you're listening. I certainly love being able to share, and it's a blessing to me. I pray that you be blessed, and until we meet again, be blessed.